Okay. So we keep saying backpropagation like it's a thing everybody already agreed to define. Which is honestly rude of us.
Yeah, a little. We've been tossing it around for months like it's obvious. And it really isn't obvious the first time you hear it.
Right. It's one of those words that sounds like it should mean a dramatic sci-fi thing, and then it turns out to be bookkeeping.
Exactly. But the bookkeeping is the whole trick. If you can make that part click, the rest of neural network training stops feeling like wizardry.
So give me the clean version. If I'm a listener who knows almost nothing, what am I supposed to picture first?
Picture the dart throw. You throw, you miss, and now the question is not just that was bad, but what part of the motion caused the miss, arm angle, release timing, stance, all of it. Backpropagation is the network version of tracing the miss backward to see which internal knobs mattered. And the reason that matters is a neural network has a lot of those knobs. We call them parameters, which is just the math word for the adjustable numbers inside the network. They're the weights and biases that control how strongly signals flow from one part to the next.
Okay, and we did a whole episode on neural networks, episode 633, so I'm not going to drag us through the whole architecture. But the tiny version is, inputs go through layers, the layers do math, and out comes a prediction.
Right. That forward trip is the forward pass. Data moves through the network from input to output, and the network produces a guess. Then you compare the guess to the truth with a loss function, which is just a score for how wrong the prediction was.
A score meaning, like, bigger number means worse?
Usually yes. Bigger loss means the prediction was farther from the target. So now you have a number you want to make smaller. That number is the whole reason training exists.
The network made a mistake, and now we're all staring at the bill.
Basically. And this is where the naive version would be awful. You could try nudging every parameter randomly and seeing if the loss gets better, but that would be absurdly slow. If you have millions or billions of parameters, you'd be there until the heat death of the universe.
Right, right.
Backpropagation avoids that by asking a smarter question. For each parameter, how much did changing it contribute to the loss? Not in a vague sense, in a calculus sense. It uses the chain rule to break the final error into pieces that can be assigned back through the layers.
Okay, that sounds important, but say the chain rule part like I'm not trying to survive a math final.
Fair. The chain rule is just the rule for how changes pass through a chain of operations. If one thing feeds into another thing, and that into another, you can figure out how a tiny change at the start affects the end by multiplying the local effects along the way.
So the network is basically a long chain of little math machines, and backprop walks back through that chain figuring out who contributed what.
Exactly, and that backward walk is why it's called backpropagation. The error signal starts at the output, then gets propagated backward layer by layer so each parameter gets a gradient.
Gradient being the slope?
Yeah, more precisely, the gradient is the direction and size of steepest increase for the loss with respect to a parameter. We did a whole episode on gradient descent, episode 677, but the plain version is, once you know the gradient, you know which way to move the parameter to make the loss go down.
So backpropagation tells you the direction, and gradient descent does the moving.
Exactly. That's the clean split. Backprop computes the gradients. Gradient descent uses them to update the parameters, usually with a small step size called the learning rate.
Okay, that part's actually nicer than I remembered. It's not the network learns by feeling bad. It's the network gets a very specific map of how each knob affected the miss.
That's the right way to think about it. And the reason this changed everything is efficiency. The smart part is not just that it works, it's that it works in one backward pass while reusing calculations. You do not need a separate experiment for every weight. That reuse is the load-bearing piece. The network already computed a bunch of intermediate values on the way forward. Backprop keeps those around and uses them to compute the gradients on the way back, instead of starting over from scratch for every parameter.
So the forward pass is like the network doing the task, and the backward pass is like the network grading its own homework with a calculator it already left on the desk.
That is annoyingly good. Yeah, that's close enough. The important part is that the backward pass is not a second guess. It's a structured accounting of how the prediction was built.
Let's make it concrete before I drift away into the fog. Suppose the network says something is a cat and it's actually a dog. The loss goes up. Then backprop says which internal weights pushed it toward cat too hard?
Yes, not in the human language sense of this feature likes cats. In the mathematical sense of these weights, if nudged slightly, would have changed the output in a way that reduced the error. That distinction matters a lot.
Right. Because otherwise people start imagining little animal neurons having opinions.
Which, to be fair, is very on brand for some AI discourse.
Okay, but why is the chain rule the thing that makes this possible? Because if I'm new, applied calculus sounds like the kind of sentence that hides the entire movie.
It kind of does hide the entire movie, but I'll keep it plain. Each layer only changes the signal a little bit, and the next layer changes it again. The chain rule lets you take the final error and distribute responsibility backward through each little change. Without that, you'd have no efficient way to know how the early layers affected the final mistake.
So each layer gets a local blame signal that came from the whole downstream chain.
Exactly, and that's why deep networks became practical. If you had to estimate the effect of each parameter separately with brute force, training would be hopeless. Backprop turns it into a systematic pass through the graph of computations.
Okay, I want the other prerequisite gloss too, because this is where people get lost. Parameters are just the tunable numbers inside the network, but what are we actually tuning them toward?
Toward lower loss. The loss function is the thing that says how far the network's output is from what we wanted. Think of it as the training scorekeeper. If the output is good, loss is low. If it's bad, loss is high.
Got it.
And one subtle thing, backpropagation does not itself decide what good means. The loss function does that. Backpropagation only figures out how the current parameters are contributing to the loss.
That's a useful distinction, actually. Because otherwise people mix up the training goal with the machinery that gets you there.
Yeah, and that confusion is everywhere. The goal is to reduce loss. Backprop is the mechanism for getting the gradients that tell you how.
So if I'm holding the dartboard picture, loss is the distance from the bullseye. Backprop is the thing that tells you which part of the throw mattered. And gradient descent is the next throw adjustment.
Exactly. And the reason the analogy holds up is that you're not just saying missed. You're assigning partial responsibility across the motion. In a network, that responsibility is distributed across layers and parameters.
Okay, now make it slightly less abstract. What does a real training step look like?
A batch of data goes in. The network runs the forward pass and makes predictions. Those predictions get compared to the targets through the loss function. Then backprop starts at that loss value and works backward, layer by layer, computing gradients for every parameter. Finally, an optimizer, often some form of gradient descent, updates the parameters a little bit. Honestly, same.
All right, Miles. That's enough math for one room. We finally said it out loud, which feels suspiciously productive for this show.